Now we get to continue our week-long Aloha Broadcast Park. I started to say welcome to Broadcast Park. It makes no sense. We're getting ready, as you may have heard, to move to these swanky new studios across town. We can't wait to move. You know, it's been fun being here, but, you know, place is kind of aging, wouldn't you say? I am happy to welcome into the studio a couple of friends who are going to reminisce about the older days. Julie Morales, who you hear each Friday with the events calendar, and here on the Vine, of course, as well. And Erica Pickett, who is we weren't Erica Pickett when you were here at the radio station.
Erica Wordsworth.
Wordsworth.
Yeah, well, both of us. Yeah, we both have new names now.
So thanks for coming in. So let's start from the beginning. Did you guys start working here at roughly the same time?
She hired me.
I did.
Which is, I was just talking about this on my show yesterday, that you hired me, and that's how I met you, which is so amazing because now here we are, family, basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I think I was here about a year before you.
Okay.
I was an intern. I was going to Sonoma State. And Tina Weiland, I'm sure you remember Tina, she was a promotions director at the time, and she decided she wanted to stay home and be with her kids, and the Monday after I graduated from college, I was a promotions director in my hometown. It was pretty amazing.
So what year are we talking about?
99. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And you were Fantastic. Doing the morning show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. I was, I didn't realize I was kind of coming to the end of my radio time. That was, you know, a couple more years, but
yeah,
99. It was in the heat of the battle at that point.
Yes.
So you came in to be the promotions director.
Uh-huh.
Give us an idea what that meant back then.
Oh gosh, it's, you know, giving away a lot of prizes. I was also supporting our sales team. I mean, obviously, I was here for 12 years, so I did, you know, small station, did a little bit of everything, literally everything.
Sure. Right.
We did a lot of giveaways. I mean, you know, once I got kind of more settled in, I started doing all the marketing for the radio station. I started doing sales. I mean, a lot of big promotions. We'd give away a lot of trips. I remember vividly, I used to get boxes and boxes of General Mills Lucky Charms. I'm like, what the heck am I going to do with all this box of cereal? And so I was like, okay, what can we do? And Johnny Johnson, who, you know, was at the Vine at the time, we would always have our, you know, crazy brainstorming meetings, glug, 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 you know, saving the world. And we're like, what are we going to do with all these boxes of Lucky Charms? And I'm like, well, maybe we could get a trip. Let's do Las Vegas. And so we did this Lucky Las Vegas giveaway. And Geezer's was always good about any crazy ideas we had to go along with it.
Oh, gosh, I haven't heard Geezer's mentioned.
Right? Geezer's, oh, the best. The best. So much fun. We did a lot of promotions out there.
Yes, we did.
And so we got one of those, like, great picker bins, and we filled it up with, like, 100 boxes of Lucky Charms and powdered milk, and people registered on air. We had little coins that were numbered, and people willingly got into this bin of milk and Lucky Charms to win a trip or maybe movie passes. It was like,
oh my
gosh. So yeah, just crazy fun things like that we did. We just gave away Harleys. I mean, all kinds of fun, fun stuff. It was a good time.
Lots of fun.
This is pre kids, pre you know, marriage. So it was a little wild around here. It was fun.
So a year goes by. And you end up hiring Julie.
Yes.
How that happened?
I think we were in the hallway, and they're like, here's this girl. She's really cool. She works out at the Chef's Market, and she's super excited to be here. She wants to learn everything she can. She's willing to do anything. And I'm like, you're my girl. You're going to be with me at all times.
Gosh.
And, oh, my gosh, tell about just the, like, just you and I as a team and the crazy things we used to do.
I mean, some of the things we can't talk about on the air.
Of course.
Because we were crazy back then. But
yeah.
You can,
exactly.
You can tell me later.
Right, exactly. I was that super excited person that just, I was a radio geek. And I didn't know, I don't think I knew how much at the time, because I always tell everybody my favorite show is WKRP in Cincinnati. And I always thought of myself as, I'm going to be a DJ someday. And I was working towards that goal, but it never happened the whole time.
What are you talking about? You're on the Vine.
Oh,
you're
my
famous.
Gosh. But I was the one that, you know, I did lunch breaks for Virginia when she was here.
Oh,
because
yeah,
she
Virginia.
Sat at the front desk. So I did her lunch break for her. I helped you all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told everybody that I did everything here but the news.
I did the news.
See,
beat
you
there.
See, I didn't do
the
news. That was the only thing I did not do. I wore the mascot uniform for the first time.
FM Tunes. FM tunes.
Right? Remember that? I was the first one that wore that. Yeah. I had to wear it at the fair.
Was our guinea pig
which was so
time.
Hard yeah. for me because I couldn't say anything, right? So I had to be quiet. And you're in this thing, you know, moving around, and I'm laughing inside, but I can't say anything.
That's
at
difficult
all.
For the two of us if you haven't been able to, you know.
I can't talk? What?
No. Julie, what about like our days at the fair or the home and garden? Oh, we just like camp out?
The fair. Oh, I mean, well, his son, remember that night? We so Nate, your son, was a board op. God, he was like 16.
He started, I think, board oping when he was about 14.
Okay, I was going to say, and we were at the fair every day. We stuck there with the van. Yeah. And Don was the engineer, one of the engineers. Remember,
probably
his name, Don.
Yeah,
something like Joe. No, Joe. And remember Joe with the long hair?
Joe and Mike.
Yeah,
Martindale.
Of course, Mike. Yes. Yeah. But we were like sitting there at the fair and we were bored and we knew Nate was there. And we're like, Nate, let's play some R&B. Let's shake it up.
None of the owners were
listening. We had to play like Casey and the Sunshine Band or something crazy. And Nate's like, okay. Like he just did whatever we told him to.
These girls told me to do that.
So
okay.
you tell me you went off the playlist?
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And we made Nate do it. And he was going to do whatever we told him to
do. I just think of like... What is the Stornetta or whatever was across
yes,
from us? And I think we would have like 10 ice creams a day just to like
Piggly Wigglies.
Piggly Wiggly.
I mean, come on.
Do you remember the quart toss that we had?
Yes.
In the wine
all
glasses.
The time.
Oh,
yeah,
man, old school.
Time.
I think we had a wheel. I mean, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
and then I was doing the FM tunes, walking around with the kids and giving out whatever I was giving out.
Yeah.
But I think about Monday Night Football.
Yes.
I mean, we were just talking about this with Julissa and Will and telling him the trade that we used to have. We had so much trade all the time.
Explain what you mean by that.
Trade is, you know, well, we took a lot of the trade and used it for meetings, right?
Sure. So let's go have a meeting. You know, an advertiser would do, you know, have a package and they would get commercials. They would do a live broadcast. They would get promos. And part of the investment would be cash and part of it would be trade that, of course, we would use a lot of it when we were doing a promotion. That was a bonus, you know.
And Monday Night Football was at the Marriott. But what was that bar called at the time?
Ooh,
not
I don't remember.
Cheers. Was it Cheers?
Oh, boy.
That's
then there
tough.
Was a Joe's. And then before that was something else. Yeah. And I can't think of what it was called.
Yeah, those were some fun days,
but
too.
Monday Night Football, we were there.
Card, actually.
And that's where we'd look at our list and go, okay, how much do we have left
to
spend?
We've got $100 left. How many drinks can we have between 12 people?
Exactly. Because we get like, shot, nachos. Shot, nachos. You know,
we're in our 20s.
That's what we're, you know, we see drinks. We don't need food. We got chips and salsa and nachos. We're fine.
You know, the trade accounts were a significant portion of compensation for people in radio back in the day.
Are you kidding?
You know, when I first came in 86 and I was working on the Vine at first, and Don DeFeci had these pizza coupons, free pizza coupons. And, you know, if it was a good day or he felt happy, he'd dole out a couple of those. And it was a big deal. It was like, you know, $12 extra that week.
Yeah,
there's
my dinner. Lunch and dinner.
Big deal. Where'd that all go?
Well, we spent it. I think that's what happened.
All those restaurants have closed.
But I think about that all the time. Like, trade was that saved us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what we did our lunch. I mean,
and it was a great incentive
for advertisers,
too. I
talk about Golden Bagel. You know? I mean, remember? Yeah. We used to have bagels every day. Golden Bagel runs. Well, and that's because I eventually became into sales. So when I was in the sales department on Fridays, that's what we did is we'd go pick up a box of bagels on Friday mornings and
usually
go deliver
have people
to our
come
clients.
With you because you needed
it was awesome.
It's a tradition that needs to return.
I think so.
Yeah.
Although I'd like something lower carb. Maybe
exactly.
Got a eggs and bacon trade or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Protein.
So who do you think of when you're talking about all these things you guys did together, but who else was in the environment of the radio station?
Oh, gosh, I mean, John and Jamie were definitely here.
Damien.
Damien.
Damien was our guy.
Rich.
Rich.
Oh, gosh.
What was the bigger sales guy?
Dan?
No.
Oh.
Every morning he had a Coke and a cigarette, I think, or something. He was a real big
Aaron.
Aaron. I loved Aaron. He was great. Obviously, Andrew Adams. 2-5-8-11-11.
Andrew Adams and Dale Hendry.
This is the Dale Hendry.
Yes, because he brought.
I started with Dale.
Okay.
Yes, that's with the Moss era.
Dale and Charlotte.
Dale Hendry was the general manager. He came from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he was a very smart radio guy and a very entertaining person. We did a golf tournament. I recall. In fact, it was the Marriott.
Okay,
Marriott's big tournament.
Okay,
I've never seen somebody hit a golf shot the way he did after downing two shots of booze on the tee box at 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. And his Texas voice said, "That was good. Let me have another one of them."
Right? He was professional like that.
He knocked that second one back, and then the way he swung the golf club after that was just hilarious.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Good old Dale. And his beautiful wife, Charlotte.
Yes. Remember, she was friendly with.
And then there was a blonde Mary. She worked in HR, right?
She did traffic.
Oh, traffic.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember her? Mary went off and worked for Charlie Moss after that, didn't she?
I think she went
to New York.
Yeah, she was a great gal. Yeah.
We had a good crew back then, and we had a good sales department.
You had a great sales department.
I mean, we were all pretty busy back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the thing. Mm-hmm. It was like, well, for me, I was, you know, Andrew did not want me to have anything to do with on air, and I was pushing it constantly. I was bugging him like crazy.
Please, Barry,
let me do something. And then I just remember you're like, fine, take this damn show that I don't want that's on every day at 12 o'clock. So that was my lunch hour.
Yeah,
I took over the swap shop.
That was when Julie Fox became the host of the swap shop.
The queen of the swap shop.
And Barry was my mentor. I mean, I bugged him so much. And I know that you didn't really want to do the swap shop. It was something that was probably like an irritation for you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And especially being on right after Jeff Scheckman in the morning edition. And this happy, excited girl would walk into this studio and Jeff would be like, and walk out of here. Because his last two callers, when he's in the heat of the middle of some discussion, is the swap shop. And he's like, no.
I forgot about that, Joy.
Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh.
And that was what I saw every day when I walked in here. It was like, hi, Jeff. And he would just give me this look and walk out like, I hate the swap shop.
Here's something just came to my mind. I just remember this. Were you here? Was it you when we had the prank callers on Swap Shop, the kids who were calling in? Or was it somebody else?
I don't think so.
Okay. There was an era, and a lot of different people became the Swap Shop host for a year or two or 6 months or whatever, and then somebody else would take it over, and we kept it going that way forever. And there was this period of time where in the midst of all those live calls coming in, which we did not screen, by the way, these kids started as soon as they clicked in, they would say some bad words.
Oh,
and hang up, right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. And so, you know, the first time it happened as a program director, I'm like, oh my
gosh.
Because we didn't have a 7 second delay.
Yeah.
Sure. Right? Everybody thinks you do, but we didn't.
No.
And so, how do we solve this problem?
Right.
And it kept happening every day, every day.
Oh my gosh.
So we got in touch with the police department. Mike Martindale and I worked on this together. And we say, hey, what can we do? We've got to stop this from happening. They actually put a trace on it.
Oh, no.
And they found that the calls were coming from a payphone up at the old Valerga's at River Park.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
So guess what we did?
What did you do?
We drove up there and caught them. Caught them in the act.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Way.
On air.
You hear some scrambling in the background on air.
Felt
that's
like, you know,
awesome. I'm imagining how happy that made Mike.
I know, right? He
was like Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a great story.
No, I had Jerry. Every day, remember, Jerry was like a faithful listener. Mm-hmm. He called every single day.
Yeah.
And that show, I mean, those phones never stopped ringing. It was insane.
Yeah.
And I had to write all of that stuff in a book. I mean, you know, run the board, run the monitor. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember so many times running down the hallway, dead air, freaking out because things would freeze up and I wouldn't know what to do. And I had dreams of being here in my robe and seeing people. I just, it was quite a time back then.
Dreams of being in your robe.
Yeah, just like I came late and I came in my robe, like sitting here, like I was late every day. I don't know. Wow. It was just weird.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And so at some point, your tenure at Broadcast Park came to an end. You said 12 years you were here.
I was here a long time, 12 years, And an opportunity came about. I was chatting with Connie Anderson, the publisher of Napa Valley Marketplace, and Mary Beth Herman, and thought that it was a good move to go to Napa Valley Marketplace. I've been there ever since for almost 8 years.
Gosh.
Yeah, as a sales representative. Wow. Yeah.
And Julie's like a bad penny. She always turns up.
Right, right. Exactly. And the only reason why I left was because my husband was he got a job down in L.A. as for National Mobile Television. Mm. So I went with him. And the swap shop ended with me, I remember, on that last day. And I remember doing that last show. I took off my headphones and I cried. I sat here and cried. I didn't realize how much of an effect it had on me because it was a big part of my life every day. That I did for free on my lunch hour every day.
Good old radio, local radio.
But it really, I mean, I have the tape. I recorded that last session, and it was a big deal.
So what year was that then?
2000. When was 9/11? 2001?
Yeah.
So that it was about 2001 or 2002, because we were all here for 9/11.
Sure.
I will never forget that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I went off, and the only reason why I came back is because of our new owners. I mean, I think as we were talking, a lot of us, you know, radio is kind of always in you, and I always wanted to be a part of it, but things were just, there were so many things going on at this station, so much turnover, so much change, and when I was around, I would always listen, but I thought, until I met Julissa and Will at a Kiwanis meeting when Ira brought them in, I thought, oh my gosh, new people, you know, new faces, this could be, you know, something I might want to get back into. And I just kind of went right up to them and said, hey, I used to work there, and you know, what's going on? And then yeah, I just kind of got sucked right back in, and now I just feel like I don't know if I could be without it. I mean, it's so,
you know,
cool.
I had a really similar reaction when I first met them, and just like, okay, now we're getting back to what we used to be.
Absolutely.
We have a chance again to be, you know, valuable in the community.
I totally agree. I mean, obviously we were for the fires and everything else. I mean, you know, I remember what else did we have to listen to? You know, we pulled out that little radio that we had in the backyard listening to the Giants games. Mm-hmm. Put it on 1440 and you got your news, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, it's been quite enjoyable. And
your biggest fan club, Barry.
I was going to say, we can't end without saying that we were your biggest fans.
I had a headshot of you in my office. People go, why is that headshot of Barry?
Because we love Barry.
I love him.
You have that now?
I don't. Sorry, Barry.
Do you like a new one?
Sure. It's on my phone. No, I'm just kidding.
It's in her room.
Well, thank you again.
Barry Martin Fan Club.
Wonderful flashing back with you, too. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.
All right. Our final segment of our Aloha Broadcast Park for this week is coming up with Rex Stultz in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time for us to take a break. We've got some news and sports on the way at the half hour.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get